The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great, and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Buzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. Get on the floor.
Gosh, that gave me a headache.
Oh, I had the note this week.
Found it.
Last week, I sounded a mess. This week, I'm very much Beyonce.
He's back in his game.
What's up, everyone? We are back doing another recap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. I am joined by my lovely co-hosts, starting over to my left. Far left. We have...
Hey, everybody. I'm Francisco Thurston.
Hey guys, I'm Monica Michelle.
And guys, I'm Stephanie McGraw.
And of course, I'm Tony Moore. And tonight we have a special guest, dancer, choreographer, and choreographer to the Candy Apples. Mr. Blake McGrath is in the house.
Yay! Woo-hoo! Yay! Woo!
Hey.
Thank you, Blake, for coming in.
No problem.
How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good. We got a lot to talk about.
Nice. I'm ready. Let's do it.
You ready? Let's do it. All right. So let's kick it off as we normally do with the pyramid.
Yes.
At the bottom of the pyramid was Peyton.
Peyton.
We all know she likes to be called Peyton.
Peyton.
Forfeited. Bless her heart. But she's at the bottom because, you know, last week she sprained her foot.
Yeah.
And... all of a sudden, then Abby brought up that she needs to admit that she was fooling around backstage and that she didn't trip over a prop or that she didn't trip over Kendall's foot, that she was actually, like, mimicking the ballet routine that was on stage. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? I was a little confused because I was like, oh, because last week they said she tripped over Kendall's foot.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden they're like... no, she was fooling around. And Abby has that rule that you're not supposed to fool around.
No, I'm messing around at all.
I wish they'd show that footage of, like, what was actually happening. Because you know there was cameras back there with the girls.
Yeah, that would have been the great moment to be like, somebody tell me what happened. Flashback.
Yeah.
And we actually saw what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blake, you weren't anywhere around when that happened, were you?
I don't get to see anything that happens on the other side, thank God. I hear a lot what goes on. But honestly, my side is a lot more controlled than I know what happens on the other side. But again, a sprained ankle, it's like, in my day, it was like a torn ligament, a pulled out knee. It's like, the show must go on. And you hush your mouth and you keep it moving. Again, I don't know if it was for TV. I don't know if it was for drama. I don't get to see what happens.
Mm. Yeah, because she was carried out on a stretcher.
Crying.
It was a bit
bawling.
Much.
Yeah, it was a lot.
The girls threw underneath the bus.
Well, yeah, they had to. They had to keep going.
I know.
The group dance had to continue.
No, I'm saying at the pyramid, I was like, who, and was it Leslie? She's like, where'd you get that from? She's like, everybody back there.
Everyone backstage.
And all the girls are just quietly standing there like,
not saying a word.
I didn't say anything.
Then Abby was just, Leslie was like, if you want us off the team, then that's all you have to say. Next thing you know, Abby said, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I was surprised. Was anybody else really surprised? They actually left. And they said, "Fine, we're going."
But what was she going to do in the for the upcoming competition?
crutch around on stage.
Was the group dance going to be called Hop Along and everyone was going to have like crutches and stuff?
She couldn't dance.
That's true, but she could still be there, part of the team. Like, what, do you not think that she's now not going to come back at all?
No, she's not coming back. She got her walking papers.
I mean, I feel like the mother's really broken down too. Like, I don't even know if she wants to be there anymore. You know?
Because Leslie was all about being on the team and having Peyton a part of the team and everything like that. And then I think all of a sudden this year it's really gotten to her, as far as like how Abby is consistently like picking on Peyton. And then with this whole open call and her saying she's looking for everything that's not Peyton. So I think she kind of felt the pressure and was like, I think this is too much. And then the fight with her and Christy, like, hashtag team too much.
Yeah. Team too much!
Continuation.
She's just like, oh, we're good. I'm done.
Yeah.
So thank you, Peyton, for breaking your foot.
Oh, bye. I end it. Whether it's, you know, things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed your Peyton things.
No more Peyton.
How much more are you going to be able to say that?
Oh, no, it's okay.
Season.
I'm going to figure out a way to bring it back.
We'll see. I don't doubt that at all, actually.
Watch. You know I'm good at those types of things. The next up we had Kendall. That was pretty much it. But
no, it was the card. Kendall
she
bought,
made a card.
She brought the card because Abby went straight off at her and her mum was like, you have no excuse, you know, why were you late? And Kendall looked like on the verge of tears yet again, but then said, I've got a card for you, Abby. And Abby's like, okay, great, whatever, moving on.
No, but I like how Abby tells them, you need to, like, tell your parents that you have a commitment and you need to be there on time. Right. I don't know what kind of parents Abby had growing up, but if I looked at my mom and said,
exactly,
we need to get in this car, right. I gots to go. She would have looked at me and said, for that, you gonna wait.
Right.
You're staying home. Right.
You staying home.
Yeah, seriously.
Now, you can either go when I'm ready, or you don't go at all. Chances are, knowing my mom, I wouldn't have been going at all.
That part actually hurt my heart. Like, when she put down her little card, I'm like, how ruthless could you be?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
And she didn't even, like, read it. She was like, you know, I have a stack of mail. Right. And, like, yeah.
I'm not going to go to it and do it.
Mm. Especially, like, as a teacher, you get all these things, like, so much. And these kids, like, you know, look up to you, even though she's, you know, has her moments of craziness and is mean to the kids and stuff. But,
yeah.
Like, you would think you would just open the car the kid works so hard on because she's still young and she's still, you know.
A nugget.
Just makes me sad because there's so much amazing moments that happen in the studio too. Like, not necessarily Abby's studio, but as a dancer and as a young kid, it's like, you know, there's so much breakthrough that happens. And I feel like people want to see positivity as well.
Yeah.
Not
right.
Just crazy, crazy drama all the time. And
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like they're missing the boat sometimes. And it hurts my heart.
Yeah. Because we mentioned last week about like how the girls are usually encouraging each other and very positive and things like that. And we don't get those moments. We get
I don't think I've heard one of them ever speak on the show.
Yeah. Have you guys really heard? Weird.
It's rare.
Like, you know, the girls don't really say anything.
No.
I mean, that's something I wanted to touch on when we talk about later in the episode about seeing you guys and Candy Apples and just also the way that Blake, that you spoke with in particular, the boys and Mackenzie before they performed.
Mm.
That's just something that these girls don't have. The teacher, I mean, we all will talk about it later, but Abby's pep talk, oh.
Sometimes your best is not good enough.
You mean Abby?
Yeah.
Thanks, Miss Abby.
The pep talk to the team and then the pep talk to Maddie, those were two different.
Yeah, and I get positive criticism if it can be positive, but I love those kids, and it's like I feel like so many young dancers want to be inspired, and they have such a huge outlet to be able to do it, and that's one of the reasons why I left the show, and I don't know if you guys know that yet, but we'll get into that later.
That sounds like
teaser.
Some news.
News
and
gossip.
Just when we thought that things couldn't get better in our news and gossip, it just got, you just raised the bar, Blake.
That's what I'm here for.
I can tell now, this is about to be a tea session for those of you who don't know what tea is.
What's the tea?
You'll figure that out very soon. And then we had Nia.
Who she blended
in. Same spot again.
Same spot.
Those are actual words. Blended in.
She blended in. Poor thing.
That's
she blends into that pyramid too. That's why she never moves up or down. She's just kind of
in the same area.
Her picture is actually stuck to the mirror. She just can't move.
Yeah. It's like that's her spot. And then the pyramid happens around Nia. Bless her. Then we have Brooke. They cut to that face again.
Same face.
They cut to
that
face again.
That mad, no you don't, but I don't face.
Whoever made that video, per Tony's suggestion, thank you, thank YouTuber.
You Hallelujah. Was,
somebody.
Provided hours of laughter.
Yes. Yeah. I have watched that video a plethora of times to get through my day.
Last week, Tony asked people on YouTube to put together a compilation of Brooke's, like, faces.
The I Don't Care face.
Yeah. The I Don't Care face okay. to her song. And you, I hurt.
Da-da. I don't know if I know this face.
Whenever you watch an episode of Dance Moms right. and it cuts to Brooke, uh-huh. she literally looks like...
all the time. Yeah.
It's the same face all the time. It's like, I don't care. I don't know why I'm here. Right. I have zoned out. And so I
I'm
thought it would
angry.
Be funny.
She looks angry.
Well, she just looks like she just doesn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be funny if someone put those clips together right. along with her song that she came out on iTunes, oh. I Hurt. And because I feel like it coincides with her face. Now, once again, I'm not being mean. But y'all know that face looks like that. And so someone actually did it. Someone actually made a video.
A whole collage.
Yeah. And it was a minute and 45 seconds of wonderfulness. I enjoy every second of it. And out of the 46 views, I was 45 of them. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it.
The next up, we had Chloe. Who it was brought up again about the whole switch mm-hmm. as far as like did
why
she,
can't they leave it alone?
I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
I'm surprised Abby actually wouldn't be encouraging something like that because Chloe was upfront and admitted why she waited to go last so she could watch the other dancers and then so she could win. Isn't that what Abby only wants is to win?
Yeah. Right, but was it understood that whether she actually did switch?
It's still
or
confusing.
Not.
Because
it's
still confusing.
She asked Chloe, and first they said no. And then Chloe was like, well, then I asked what my order is, and then.
What the order
like,
was.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I'm like, wait, I don't get
and
it.
And then she was like, well, I wanted to go last because I wanted to see
my competition.
Competition.
And then it just like cut. And yeah. you're like, yeah. so wait, did you acid
did
you, move?
Yeah. Can they do that? Like, can they decide?
I mean, it depends in competition. Like, if acts are not ready, yeah. then yeah. they can kind of hold off. If there's a problem backstage, uh-huh. you know, the show has got to go mm-hmm. on. Yeah. So it just depends on what she actually said to the people working backstage.
Ooh. The shade.
Ooh, so she could she have possibly said, I'm not ready?
Like, for one of our group dances, we were supposed to go last. And uh-huh. they were like, okay, Candy Apple, we're not ready yet. And I went backstage. I was like, well, we're not ready until yeah. they're ready. We're not going on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like they play that game sometimes, but you got to yeah. be able to play it too.
Mm-hmm. Chloe put on her actress face and said, ooh, my costume. I'm not ready
right.
yet.
Yeah.
I need to go last. She's smart. She's real smart.
Start him early.
And then we have Paige. And then Mackenzie.
She moved up.
Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, cuteness always gets you ahead.
But so clean, cute.
That's how I get
I
so
love
far
her.
In life.
She's adorable. Mackenzie can always die there.
Well, oh, no. But mm. If Abby keeps comparing Mackenzie and Maddie to each other, Maddie needs to come out of that cuteness phase and go gear towards that, you know, Maddie...
Yeah.
Pain.
Yes.
Face.
Emotion. Face. Bring yeah. it more to it yeah. rather than just, yeah.
Yeah. She'll get there. And then, of course, Maddie's up at the top. I yep. love that her picture looks like, yeah, where else will I be? Like, that's what I feel like when I look at her picture. When they reveal that Maddie's up at the top, it's like her face is saying, top again. Bow down.
Bow down.
Hashtag oh bow down. Everything is always a Beyonce reference. All right, so this week they are traveling to Roanoke, Virginia mm-hmm. for the Dance Troupe International. The group dance is going to be the Witches of East Canton.
Love it. The girls and the moms love
little,
that title, didn't they?
Yeah. A little shout out to Kathy for that. Right. That was the inspiration
yes.
for that
Canton,
for that group
Ohio.
Dance.
The candy apples.
Yeah, they don't like each other, those two.
They no, yeah,
no,
they
at
don't
at all.
Like is that how is it between them?
People ask me
there?
It all the time. It's like, is it just stage or do yeah. they really yeah. like they can't stand each other?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they really have a very difficult time with being close
around
to
each other.
Yeah.
But they didn't start off like that.
You know, I don't know the depth of it,
yeah.
but as far as I can remember, it's like, you know, they've created a lot of drama off of it. So yeah, they have. It's definitely real, though. That's what I can tell you for sure.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, because her little kid was in Abby's group at first.
Vivi does not want to dance.
No.
Vivi wants to sit and have ice cream. And that's the kind of girl I can hang out with.
Yeah. She is the cutest pizza. Little kid. She's so sweet. I love that girl.
Last season, whenever they would cut to Kathy and Vivi, she would always have something to eat. She would always be eating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can hang with you. Yeah. Like, you let all them do their fortes and all that and turns and stuff. Let them do that. We gonna sit over here and eat cake.
She just wants to eat a candy apple. That's it.
I don't mind. Yes. That could be why they're called candy apples, because it was left up to Vivi. She said, Vivi, what should we call our group? Candy apples. Yeah. That's how that went down.
Oh my god.
That's the picture in my mind. And then we have solos. We have Kendall versus Chloe again.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the number two girl?
Always.
Yeah.
Competition for that.
Let's sort of get into that.
Yeah.
This Kendall versus Chloe rivalry. How do you guys feel about it? Like, I feel like no one, like I said a few weeks ago, no one wants to be second.
No.
Like, I don't want to be like the go-to girl in case Maddie is off doing something professional and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think that Abby maybe sees the potential in these two and wants them to be better, and that's why she keeps having this competition? Or do you really think that she's just trying to find her next Maddie?
I think it could be both. I think she sees potential in all her girls, and she wants all of them to be as good as Maddie. But I think she knows she has her number one girl, Maddie, and she wants to find another person who could be in her spot if Maddie goes away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it goes as your dance teacher. You want all of your kids to be great. But
yeah. But it's these two in particular that she keeps, like, chawing at the bit.
I think she sees, out of all the girls, these
two are the closest to it.
They're two of the best.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be constantly ranking up high on the pyramid every week if they weren't. Yeah. She's not going to pick, like,
I think they're the next
Brooke
two.
Or, like, Mackenzie or Nia or something, you know.
Yeah, Nia or Brooke. She's not going to compete. Those two girls, really.
No.
Yes.
No.
Stuck to the mirror.
She's just always stuck to the mirror.
She's blending in. That's a compliment.
Well, she better get out of that blending before she blend on right out of there. So then we travel over to Candy Apples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have the boys.
Yes.
I love the boys. Like, they're
very talented, every single one of them.
Extremely talented. Mm-hmm. I wish I could get my leg up like that now. I will never be able, especially when I was young.
Thank you.
I was a short, chubby kid. So the only thing I could do was nothing.
Well, now you're tall and slim, so you better start stretching.
I like the fact that you said slim.
Tall and
slim. Speaking of slim.
I know.
I look slim. There's some stuff going up on up here, under here.
Slim.
Speaking of slim, Tony. Slim.
There it is.
Love it. Hey, guys, if you haven't heard, obviously, with Slim Fast 2 weeks is all it takes. He's making me laugh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going. You got to pay the bills around here.
Yeah.
With Slim Fast 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by Slim Fast. And of course, guys, hello. I've said it every week. If you guys haven't tried it, their chocolate shakes are amazing.
They are.
And I want to know if you guys have tried their chocolate. Leave a comment and say you've tried the chocolate shakes.
If you have tried Slim Fast ever in your life, please down below comment and let us know. I used to do the chocolate one, and I
so that's when that's how we got out of being chubby kid to now being slim kid.
To being a slim kid?
Yeah. It was Slim Fast.
That was a very good plug, by the way.
Thank you. Did you like my segue?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. That is one of my favorite parts of the show.
You heard that word and you were off.
I was like, wait, don't go anymore.
Wait a minute.
You gave us a segue. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for that segue.
I love every week figuring out how somebody's going to slide that right on in.
Yeah.
It is. That's why I sit over here and laugh and giggle. So I'm trying to figure out how they're going to work that in.
It would have been an easier slide, but it was good.
It was good. You did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kudos to you. All right, so we have Candy Apples. We have Lucas, Nick, and Zach, which I was always a huge fan of Zach ever since Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition.
He's great.
What is it like for you, Blake, working with the boys?
You know, I fell in love with every single dancer that I work with. They're all so talented, and they're just, they have so much potential. And I see a lot of myself in a lot of the boys and where they were at. And, you know, it just reminds me of when I was in the studio working so hard. And, I don't know, I really gained a lot of relationships with them. And, I want to see them grow and move on and become incredible, incredible dancers. And I hopefully I left that with them, you know. Yeah. It was a hard decision to leave the show, but I had to do it for personal reasons. It's like, it's a very toxic environment. It's very crazy to be there around all of that drama. It's like, I tried to be a team, and you guys, you pointed it out, a team leader and inspirational leader for these kids to grow, but it's like, it kind of gets lost, and my spirit was down so much of the time as I'm trying to do something good. It's like, you could only do
so much,
you know? Yeah. And I thought I put together great work for them and good choreography, and I could see how they've changed as dancers. And I feel like we had a lot of breakthrough in the studio, which you didn't always see. But that's what means the most to me. And I know for them too, for their future and their career. So I know I did my job. I just wish you could see more of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that we don't get to see enough of the dancing and the
heart. There's no heart in it. It's like, and to make a good show, I feel like you need a bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Exactly.
You want to have some heart and then sure go to the drama. It's like, I get it. It's a television show.
Do you think viewers are now oversaturated?
Yeah. I hear it all the time.
Drama, negativity.
It's like, I can't watch it anymore. It's too up here.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, there was an amazing moment where, you know, Lucas was just bawling his eyes out. He was like, his mom was upset about something. He was like, no, I want to stay. You know, I want to be here. I want to be here for my team. And he's crying. And, you know, the kids run up and they're hugging each other. Aww. And none of that's ever seen. It's like, there's so much passion and heart. And it's like, we should be inspiring the youth of dance.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, not saying that it's all crazy and the moms and it's all drama to fight for first place. It's like, what are we teaching these kids? You know?
Yeah. That's true.
And we know there's more as well in Abby. When Abby was on here a couple weeks ago, she was even saying, what we don't see.
Yeah.
She does have a heart. And there is
I've known Abby since I was 10 years old from the competition world.
Have you?
And then do you know,
me and Abby used to be like
Abby.
This. Like, I called her like my competition mother back in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing this, it's like, it hurts me because I don't know whether she's bought into the fame and the spotlight. And it's like, that's going to go away someday, you know?
Yeah.
And what you've affected and how you've affected people, that's going to stick with you. And I know Abby's heart, you know, and I pray for her all the time. And I want what's best for her and her legacy to continue and not just be remembered as, oh, yeah, that was that evil woman on television who was rude to dance kids. It's like, I know Abby's better than that. I know she's different, and I wish people could see that more.
Yeah. I feel people connect with heart a lot. Like, they connect with drama, but they also connect with heart.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever connects them to feel something.
Yeah, to
emotion.
Feel
you know? Yeah, emotion. And it's like, drama is great. You know, we all love it, and it's fun. But at the end of the day, it's like, you gotta see some heart, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
true.
That's what makes us thrive as human beings.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, like, the boys and Kathy's team is... They, oh my gosh, why can't I even talk right now?
It's because you're slim, fast, and our show was so on point. So you're out of it now. It's okay, though.
What I'm trying to say is that we can see a huge difference from the time that you started working with those kids to, like, now. And even though you've left the show, you're right. The kids have changed the way they dance. Like, they've grown, I feel like. And, yeah, they're different kids, maybe, and she brings in different kids. But I still feel like she couldn't have done that without your help and without you there. You know what I mean?
Well, I would like to feel like I turn Candy Apples into 2.0 and help Kathy, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you have to give kudos to Kathy because she did say, I want to bring in Blake, you know?
Yeah.
And that was what she needed to do for her company. Yeah. Abby's bringing in, she's going on a national search. What is the difference?
Exactly.
You know, I've fallen so in love with Kathy and the person that I got to see who she was, it's like, she has such an amazing heart and the way she takes care of her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't say enough good things about her, and people don't like her because of what has gone on in the show. You're made to hate her.
Yeah.
And when people are like, well, we hate Candy Apples, I'm like, you don't know them.
Yeah.
You don't know them. You don't know who Kathy is.
It's
and
true.
It bothers me, but ugh.
So how is Kathy? Because we see her as, like, evil.
Yeah.
She's so not.
She's not that at
all.
She's upset, and she puts it out there because, you know, Abby throws it out, and she doesn't take it. And I respect her for that, but the person that Kathy is honestly a humble, beautiful, loving spirit. Every single time I've been in the room with her, it's like, I can't say enough amazing things about her.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think there's something different when we view Abby teaching and being with the girls versus Kathy. Kathy, I see a far more positive... She's working not with
she's there for the kids.
She's there for them. And you actually see that.
Yeah.
Kathy is like,
to, with Abby.
The positive, like, you know, keep going, go team, go. Well, that's, and I mean, Abby's like tough love.
And that's the relationship. And that's where you get the drama. And it's like, Abby is the star and everybody wants to root for, you know, her company. And then you have the enemy where it's like, it's any good movie. You have that, and you...
And editing, of course, is Abby's show, so they have to edit it in a way that Kathy doesn't look good, because they're not going to make her look good and make Abby look bad, so...
There you go.
There you go. I mean, it's true. Editing changes a lot on every show, so...
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't see.
Yeah.
I
mean,
the two times I've come in encounter with Kathy, it was nothing but compliments, and she was super nice when I judged Gina's competition. And then when I met Abby, she gave me a hug. She said, "Remember, now my kids have been in my studio." It wasn't genuine or how are you doing. It was my kids have been in my studio, while Kathy was, "Oh, you're so cute, blah blah blah." It was just a different kind of experience. So it kind of goes to
I mean, I haven't met Kathy, but I know Abby. Abby is a very fun lady.
Yeah,
she's very
she
fun.
Is, and she's always fun. Been
she's
fun.
She's funny,
massive
and
personality.
Yeah,
she
has
out there lady, and
I feel like it's that's the side of her that you don't see on on the show,
which is sad because that was the Abby that I fell in love with way back in the day.
Yeah,
you know, and I wish people could see more of that.
Yeah. So, speaking of more, moving on with the show, we have the YouTube sensation, the Morales kids, come in.
Yeah.
Where did you find them?
Kathy's
mom,
she
said. Yeah,
mom
saw them.
Was YouTubing because she wanted to, after another loss, she was like, what can I do now? So she researched and she found them on YouTube, and they're incredible. I didn't even know who they were before them. And gosh, they're amazing.
That
they
little
can
McKenzie.
Do anything.
What
and
is
her
that
brother,
is
Gavin.
Gavin. Okay.
Gavin's like 8.
Oh my God.
And I was mind blown. They're so talented.
But what happened to everybody else from the team?
They got
Mary
the boot.
And all that.
I mean,
they all got the boot.
Yeah, it's like Kathy needs to do what she needs to do for her company to succeed and to try and get a win. You know, that's what the show is created around.
Right.
And I thought, she brought in some amazing dancers, and I feel in my heart we did everything to win. And I know on Twitter I had thousands of messages saying last night, like, you guys deserve that win. And it's hard because they have such a persona now.
Yeah.
And when
so
the judges
big.
Come in, it's like everybody's there. I mean, we wait for them to walk in, and they are all applauding, going crazy.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard to compete against that, definitely.
Yeah.
Because that was mentioned, too, in the show, that, you know, the persona kind of helps them. Do you agree with that, too?
I do. And when you have judges that are up and coming, you know, that are going there, I mean, I think they're more excited to get backstage after and take pictures with the celebrities.
Right.
And it's a difficult thing to come up against.
See, I feel like that shouldn't cloud your judgment. Like, you know.
You would think not.
A judge, it shouldn't be. I mean that's what they...
If Beyonce was in a singing competition, I would judge her solely on her performance right then.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, ooh, that's Beyonce. I got to be not. No, I'd be
Tony,
like, no,
really?
You cracked
Beyonce?
It up.
Well, that would make you a good and honest judge.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say from my experience, like from Gina's energy competition, when the boys came in, we were blown away by the boys.
Right.
Yeah.
When they beat Abby across the board.
Right.
None of us, you know, every competition is different, but we were pretty fair in our judging when the boys were that amazing. They won because they were amazing.
Yeah.
So it's different every different competition.
Yeah.
And you would hope that would be the outcome, but you just never know. And all I can say is it's really difficult to go up against what they have become.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. So Jill is causing an uproar this episode over everything.
Different, is it?
Well, she's being more than what she normally is. Like she's really watching, you know, what Chloe's doing, Kendall's doing.
But you think she's becoming this episode more so than the other episodes is because she honestly is very nervous. She doesn't want to see her daughter get beaten, get taken down. She knows within her heart that she thinks Chloe is a better dancer. Will perform better.
Right.
That Chloe performs better?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Chloe, in my opinion, Chloe dances with a lot of heart and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch Chloe dance, she's very similar to Maddie.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm. Kendall, I feel like she has the potential, but she's not...
At that point.
Quite there yet.
Yeah.
Few more dance classes. few more privates.
You remember booty camps when she attends?
If she had went, if she had went to booty camp instead of skipping, she might be there.
She might.
But that's just how I feel. Blake, what's your take on? Because you see, no, I both agree. Of them.
I think they both have a lot of potential. Yeah. I think they're close to where Maddie is. I think technically, obviously, they're not as up to par. Yeah. Mm. Stylistically, they're a little.
Yeah,
Maddie's a little more in front. They're a little more dated.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they could get there. I just don't think naturally they have that ability like Maddie. But I think they're great dancers and I think they need to be opened up more. It's like just to be in that company. Like I know with a lot of other studios, they're bringing in other teachers all the time. They're opened up to so many different styles and ways of moving.
Well, it was the comment though that Jill, remember guys, she actually made talking with the mothers when she was criticizing Abby, saying, you know, Kendall gets the same type of dance, right, that fast, eyes busy, mm-hmm, and it's the same thing for Chloe. And that's exactly that. The girls feel like they're getting the same.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, why does she keep doing these jazz solos? Give her a concept, give her something, you know, beautiful or something that'll affect the audience, not just something with a few steps and a whatever song. You know?
Yeah.
Ooh, those songs. Here we go.
Someone went to a full description of how they found it.
It was like in
YouTube.
A folder or like, what was it, like licensed songs that they can pick from in a book and like?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Abby explained the same thing, but I mean, this is not even off of a kids' bop album. This is somebody who's like, I'm just gonna change a note on this song so that you think it's Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball, but it's actually not.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me, is that like it's so similar, but it's different words and it. When I hear the music, I hear Wrecking Ball. I don't hear whatever it is that they're trying to say over that. Yeah. Yeah. So that was a bit weird for me. But where are we at? Let's talk about
I said Kendall versus Chloe.
We're done with that.
Okay.
I mean, it's Kendall versus Chloe.
We touched on before love. Though about Kendall's card. How then when Jill came and asked, you know, have you read it? And Abby just made said. That excuse and said, I've got so much mail, you know, I don't have time. Oh, poor baby. And, I mean, no, that's... I was not a fan of Abby's move on that.
Yeah.
No, she can have the decency to just open up the little girl's card, have a read of it, and just...
But see, sometimes I see that and I'm like, did she really? Or is this being played up for TV? Yeah. Like, you know... Like, Jill walked in and they were like, ask her about the card. Yeah. And then Abby, you say you didn't read it. Because we hid it from you. Something.
We took it.
Yeah. I mean, Jill just makes... To me, Jill just makes a big deal about everything. And I think she is one of the ones, you know, now that Leslie is gone, she's one of the ones that's very, very nervous that Kendall may be let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still just don't foresee anyone being let go.
I don't either.
I see someone being brought in and like adding to the team, but I can't imagine Abby going, Nia, Paige, Brooke, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then bring in three new people.
It goes back to the persona of the show. America's grown to love the kids and Abby, and if they were to let any of them go, it takes away from the persona that they've built on the show.
Yeah.
So. And I feel like with all her announcements of her constantly saying, like, you're not safe, and, like, I'm having nationwide auditions, we're doing it. I've found another girl in this competition that I talked to, and I'm like, can we just bring someone already? Because I'm tired of hearing this and nothing happening.
Well, how long did it even take to do her first actual?
It's just, like, three episodes into we saw some part of an audition.
Auditions.
I mean, I didn't want to spill it, but... I'm going to be added to the
You with the no dancing skills.
I'm going to come in. Definitely not competing.
I'm coming in. I'm right underneath Maddie.
You're in the same age category as her, too?
Yeah. Okay. How it's explained is that I have a tumor that makes me grow advancedly.
Oh my God.
I'm like a Benjamin Button. And the first song I will be doing is a Beyonce number. That's all I can
say.
It's
not hurt?
Yeah. Huh?
It's not hurt by Peyton?
You mean by Brooke?
By Brooke, yes.
No, because I think even Brooke hurts after she sings that song.
Oh,
I should stop.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
There he goes.
YouTube, guys, fans, start commenting down below.
Go in on Tony.
I'm sure Tony would love that.
Listen, don't go in on me. Y'all know I'm nice and real. So let's go into the competition. We have Kendall's solo, which was inspired by MIA. And Jill, of course, was upset that she felt like Kendall just had on, you know, regular clothes and not a costume. But I felt like it went with what they were trying to do.
It's supposed to be MIA.
Supposed to be a bad pop, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
MIA style.
Like the, you know, the bad girls of pop music. I mean, they could have picked better people. I know some. They could have did Britney. Britney's bad. They could have did Ball Britney.
I just thought it looked like Flashdance. I was like,
yeah, it did.
But you know, it's what it was. It was the headband and the off the shoulder thing. But then she tried to tie it in to like a hip hop feel with like swag, bedazzled.
Yeah, it was all wrong. It was all wrong.
What did you guys think of her performance though?
I thought for Kendall, I thought she did a good job. That's just my opinion. I think she really, really had to push through this dance because it was faster, it was quicker, and she really had to, like, get into it.
I think the speed of the dance didn't match the music, kind of. Like, I felt kind of, like, dragged along with the performance. I was like, when is she going to speed up, kind of?
Yeah.
I was like, come on, please.
I mean, Kathy, even though we talked about, was really rude in the audience to be talking while she was on it and saying those comments with her mum's right in front.
Yeah.
But she did say she's slow.
It's really slow.
That's
what I agree with
that. The general consensus, I think. Yeah.
It was kind of slow.
Well,
I feel like she was definitely faster. Like, her solo was faster than Chloe's, obviously. Like, she had more acrobatic, like, aerial kind of lifts. Here, run there, do this, do that. And, like, I feel bad because her mom was even saying, yours is not a costume, honey. It's just something they found in a shop. And I'm like, well, like, it's a costume because she's wearing it on stage and she's performing in it. Like, right. Who cares where they found it? You know, like, let the kid go out and dance. But I don't know. I thought hers was a bit more entertaining, at least to watch. I mean, Chloe's was beautiful. I just thought hers, because it was fast, it was a bit more, kept my attention a bit more.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy Chloe's solo.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I thought the costume was great. Her movement was great.
Mm-hmm. She had Maddie's
facials.
It was
very clean.
Oh, gosh, she did have the Maddie facials.
She put on the hurt face and everything. But at least she had emotion. At least she was...
Something was going on.
I thought it was a really good performance.
I think Kendall was like... Really well done. She was thinking like, okay, I got to do this move. Got to get up. Got to do this.
She started off with her... facials, Kendall, like, performing a little sassiness, but then she kind of
then went. She got into 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Kendall sometimes, that's probably one of her problems that she does have. If you notice her in the group, she's constantly thinking about the next move before she's even finished
dancing.
Exactly that move at the time. If you watch the other girls, she's almost like wanting to be one step ahead because she's rushing it.
Yeah.
She's rushing in ahead, and now it's coming across in her performance, I think, some of it.
Now, a solo that we didn't see was Mackenzie Morales.
Mm-hmm.
She had a solo at the competition that was not featured at all, and she won.
Yeah, they didn't air it. She beat Kendall by, like, a good, I think, like, 3 points. And Mackenzie's solo was beautiful.
Yeah.
And,
I
think she got, like, standing ovation from some people in the audience, and it was breathtaking. And then
I saw it on your Instagram. I was like, wait, what happened with that?
Yeah, so that was, you know, upsetting, because we worked really hard on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, it's funny, too, because Abby did find out that we were coming and which kids were coming for Instagram. And you just wonder why Maddie wasn't there, because it would have been a really good competition. And Maddie was watching her in the wings, and... You know, you could tell on her face, like
she was a little worried.
Yeah, I mean,
but see, I feel like that finally we would have seen something that pushes Maddie.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? Like someone that's not a part of the Abby Lee Dance Company, but someone
outside.
And
you outside. Know what? It's okay to lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's great it to see, like. I feel like people would love to see them lose. It's like it's a good cliffhanger. Okay, cool. What's going to happen next? It's like. How fun is it just to see them winning every single
constantly.
Time?
Yeah. But not even that, but all athletes, whether you're a dancer or, you know, a triathlete, you learn more about 100%. Losing than you do from winning.
The only things that have
That's
made me the strongest
improve.
Dancer today was by getting set back or getting knocked down or losing or anything like that. That's like fuel to your fire.
Yeah, it's true. And look, even the tactics, I say tactics, but even what they showed in this episode, and I don't know, Blake, if you guys ever do this or you did do this at Candy Apples, where... Abby did it where she brought down when Chloe was dancing and got her mum to come down and she
and
said,
videotape.
I'm going to videotape it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking
it
was a bad thing when it's fantastic.
Oh, no, no.
It is
we
the best visualization.
Everything. Yeah. Before exactly. every rehearsal, they watch it. They see what they've done wrong. They see what they could do better. For next rehearsal, they watch it. They study
and they hear it. They hear the comments, the feedback, so they can fix it while they're rehearsing.
Oh, yeah. I tape everything with the kids.
Jill couldn't tape it, and she was not happy about that.
Jill was just something else that she was complaining about.
But did she get up from her seat and go down and ask to tape the solo?
Well, no.
Maybe she wasn't...
Well, during rehearsals, you know, you can't, like, interrupt rehearsals. So she, if she wasn't called down, like... Like Christy was, then she had to stay put. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I figured if she really wanted to tape it that bad, Abby probably wouldn't have, like, fought her on it. I think it's a good thing. I don't think Abby would have been mad.
Never know with crazy Abby.
I don't know about that. Then we have the group dances. We had the Candy Apples with Wild Party. I thought the costumes were amazing.
Thanks.
I thought that the boys...
I didn't make them, but...
I thought the boys came out really strong. And I actually... I was actually worried for Abby. Because I was like, okay, I think this time Candy Apples are going to take it.
Mm. Yep.
I saw some little flubs in the group dance. There were times where, like, poor little Mackenzie... Like, she's so tiny.
So tiny and so fragile.
Long, slender little
and
arms
she was just, poor thing was getting tossed around like a Raggedy Ann doll. And there were times where, you know, that was just a tad off. There were a couple of things where I feel like if it was hit stronger, then it would have really pushed them and really gave them a run for
their
money.
And that's another hard thing, too, right, with bringing in different kids. It's like, Abby's, it's their company. And when you're working with these kids, it's like a phrase, I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's like a whole section that you could be doing for weeks and weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's put this phrase right here. So, of course, it's technically strong. Yeah. You've been learning it. It's like, these kids fly in. We have, like, absolutely no time to rehearse. They're learning a new routine. They're learning new movement. It's a different choreographer. They have to work with each other. It's like, it's so, there's so much different, you know, that's put up against them. So it's difficult.
And I feel like that's the downfall of Candy Apples is that they don't have a cohesive group that is consistently working together. Yeah. It's always like Survivor. Who's a part of the team this week, you know, in order to win and beat Abby this week, you know? Yeah. And I feel like if Kathy had a consistent team that she is working with and rehearsing with, then they could get better and better and stronger as a team.
I think she's found it now. I think these five kids are going to be working together for a while.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. The boys were amazing. They're really good. Episode.
And I feel
Florence was awesome.
Yeah. And I feel like there isn't that many boys, I'm sure, like groups kind of like this and dance competitions, it's all mostly girls that we see. So I feel like that in alone and plus talented boys, not just like whatever, you know, is going to put them
boy,
like
they literally just put them in.
Yeah, it's going to put them like ahead of the competition.
And
more.
Actually, my whole favorite part of the routine was the part that wasn't aired. You know, they only air about three
seconds,
a third of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah,
well, that's the worst.
Well, now they have the choreographer's cut. Air before the new episode where they do extend the dance routines. Numbers and you get to see more of that.
I've seen a couple solos. I don't think I've seen groups though. Have they done that?
They make them longer where you see the whole routine.
The Candy Apples?
I've watched it.
They make I haven't seen a group number on it though yet.
Not yet. Well, maybe next week.
Time. Editors.
Right. And then we had Abby's the Witches of East Canton. The way they worked together.
It was.
And the way, I mean, they literally looked like one little unit that
were dancing
together.
It was
precise. It was
very clean. It was put, we all watched the timing on any of it. Maddie, again, even though she was the nice witch.
She looked scarier than the rest of
them. She was scared. And, it's that face. But
she was the good witch. She was supposed to represent Abby. And then everyone else were
Kathy.
The moms.
The moms.
And Kathy.
Sure. You know, it's easy when they're working together all the time to be a little army. Yeah. You know, and that's what it is hard to be because they are so technically clean. But I'm telling you, if you were in that audience, you know, and the energy and the way that Candy Apples performed and, you know, you were sitting there and people were standing up and the applause was crazy.
Yeah.
And then there's just like, I don't know, there's a limit of how much you can feel when Abby Lee's comes on. It's just, I feel like there was a big difference and that was why I was let down for the kids because I thought that it was an obvious win for them.
And then you said, you apologized and you were like, there's nothing else that I can do.
Because I felt bad. You know, my spirit was let down because I've worked so hard and I I really believed in all of my heart that they were going to win. And
yeah,
you know, I'm judge all the time. I just, so you think you can dance in Canada?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm a good judge, and I can see. And based on both numbers, I wasn't being biased.
Yeah,
I knew that Candy Apples deserved to win. So it hurt, and I basically said to her at that point, I'm like, I'm sorry, because there's nothing more that I can do for you at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, I think as a choreographer, like, you did all that you can do.
Right,
you did
once
a great job.
Once it's out there, like, it's going to be up to them to, like, really
it is stick to it. The kids, but again, it was just
it still hurts.
It hurt, you know, because I feel for Kathy, I feel for the kids, and I know what they're up against, not just dance wise but like we had already talked about. So you know, it's a struggle, and it hurts. We put so much time, energy, and heart into that studio that
rehearsals.
People don't see. So it's hard.
And like they even said in this episode, there's so much politics, and we even kind of mentioned, like, you know, the whole, like, show, everyone knowing Abby, everyone knowing the girls, and it's like, oh my god, I love her, well, maybe I'll judge her better. I don't know what they do, but, you know, and you did a great job, and I don't think it has any reflection on you or anything like that, but those kids, I mean, that sucks, because they work so hard, and they're little kids, you know.
You know, and I don't take away anything negative, like, I take away all positive stuff from the show, so.
I mean, it was great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, any on the last minute on the politics, do we have any news or gossip to wrap it up
really
with?
Well, before we wrap it up, because I know Marissa's back there telling us to wrap it up, to close out the awards, Chloe got first, Kendall got second, the group Candy Apples got second, and Abby got first.
Yeah.
So, so there you have it. Now into news and gossip.
News and gossip.
Sure. Annika.
Yes.
You got something big.
Juicy? Wait.
Well, before you get into that,
okay.
I will say, in New York, Christy and Chloe will be in New York Sunday the 26th. So if you want to go meet and greet them, they will be in New York. We'll post the information, in our YouTube, comment section, so that you guys can go see them. Now on to the very juicy gossip, which is the update to
the fight between Kelly and Abby.
Yes.
Kelly has now been forbidden from having any contact with co-star Abby Lee Miller after a nasty cat fight, which means they can't even tweet each other. So they can't tweet each other. They can't be in the same room, but the show is still taping. So this should be interesting. They can't talk to each other until this is all settled and done with in court. And they're saying that they're having a really hard time with taping because obviously they have to tape, the show must go on, and these ladies can't be together, and there's issues and craziness. And I guess, I read somewhere earlier that I guess Kelly tried to tweet at Abby, and that's why the whole tweeting thing came into the, like, rule too, as you can't even tweet her.
Yeah.
Craziness!
We'll see where this all starts.
Do we have time for Blake? Last little juicy...
Your juicy gossip.
Well, the juicy gossip is that you're
announcement.
Leaving.
Your announcement.
Yeah, I decided to leave. You know, I just released my second album, so
congratulations,
Universal Records, and I'm gonna start touring again and just putting more of my heart into that. And we left on good terms with Kathy. I love the kids, but for me, I got to do what's best for my career, and I love everybody. I won't talk bad about any of the kids, and it was a learning experience, and it's time for me to move on. That's basically it.
And your album is available on iTunes?
Yeah, iTunes worldwide. It's called Love Revolution. So
Love Revolution.
Go get it!
Go get it, guys.
And, of course, we need to do our shout-outs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Francisco,
we have Priscilla Van Sant and Anna I.C. Thanks for commenting on YouTube.
I've got Jasmine, Tia, Walker, and Whisker. Whether that was
Jasmine Walker.
Oh, no. I just gave four people when it was actually only two. Jasmine Walker and Tia Whisker.
Perfect. And then we have Stephen Beverly and Coco De Leche.
Yes, Coco.
And I have a shout out too.
Go ahead.
Okay. To my boyfriend, you're the most amazing thing in the whole entire world.
Aww. That was so cute.
If you follow Blake on Instagram, you will see how much he loves his boo-boo. Oh. Like, it will kind of make you jealous if you are single.
He's the best thing in the whole world.
That's adorable. Is he watching you now?
I don't know. I think so.
He's going to cut off his cap.
That's adorable.
And he'll be here in 2 weeks, so I'm so excited.
Oh, yay. That's awesome.
Well, then maybe in the future we'll have both of y'all.
There you go. Yeah. We would love to. And trust me, he's even more of a character than I am. time. So he'll be up here twerking for you guys.
Yes!
And a big shout out to Crazy for Chloe for Brooke's video. I really appreciate that.
Yes, we loved it. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to skip over predictions tonight because we all know that the same craziness is going to happen again next week. So before we close out, let everyone know where we can find you.
Well, Francisco, first, thanks to Marissa in the booth. You can find me on Twitter at TheFrancisco and on Instagram at Francisco Thurston.
You can find me on Twitter at Annika_Michelle, Instagram AnnikaMichelle1, and my website AnnikaMichelle.com.
And you can find me at Twitter at HostMcGrath and website StephanieMcGrath.com.
And Blake, where can they find you?
Both Twitter and Instagram at Blake McGrath.
Love that last name, by the way. Yeah.
You just say it a little different. McGraw.
Yeah. Australian version.
But spelled the same.
Yeah.
And, of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony and my website, loungingwithtony.com. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week for another recap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.